O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
In your resurrection, O Christ,
let heaven and earth rejoice.
Alleluia. Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. To you be glory and praise forever. From the deep waters of death, you brought your people to new birth by raising your Son to life in triumph. Through him, dark death has been destroyed and radiant life is everywhere restored. As you call us out of darkness into his marvelous light, may our lives reflect his glory and our lips repeat the endless song. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever.
Amen.
Psalm 45.
Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed.
My heart is astir with gracious words. As I make my song for the king, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer.
You are the fairest of men. Full of grace are your lips, for God has blessed you forever.
Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one. Gird on your majesty and glory.
Ride on and prosper in the cause of truth, and for the sake of humility and righteousness.
Your right hand will teach you terrible things. Your arrows will be sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, so that peoples fall beneath you.
Your throne is God's throne forever.
The scepter of your kingdom is the scepter of righteousness. You love righteousness and hate iniquity. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows.
All your garments are fragrant with myrrh, aloes, and cassia.
From ivory palaces, the music of strings makes you glad. King's daughters are among your honorable women. At your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir.
Hear, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people and your father's house.
So shall the king have pleasure in your beauty. He is your Lord, so do him honor.
The people of Tyre shall bring you gifts.
The richest of the people shall seek your favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is embroidered cloth of gold.
She shall be brought to the king in raiment of needlework.
After her, the virgins that are her companions. With joy and gladness shall they be brought, and enter into the palace of the king.
Instead of your fathers, you shall have sons,
whom you shall make princes over all the land. I will make your name to be remembered through all generations. Therefore shall the peoples praise you for ever and ever.
Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed.
Let us pray. Lord our God, bring your bride, your holy church, with joy to the marriage feast of heaven, and unite us with your anointed Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The first reading is from the Song of Solomon, beginning at chapter 4, verse 16. Awake, O north wind, and come, O south wind. Blow upon my garden, that its fragrance may be wafted abroad. Let my beloved come to his garden and eat its choicest fruits. I come to my garden, my sister, my bride. I gather my myrrh with my spice. I eat my honeycomb with my honey. I drink my wine with my milk. Eat, friends, drink, and be drunk with love. I slept, but my heart was awake. Listen, my beloved is knocking. Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one. For my head is wet with dew, my locks with the drops of the night. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. For love is strong as death, passion fierce as the grave. Its flashes are flashes of fire, a raging flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it. If one offered for love all the wealth of one's house, it would be utterly scorned.
God raised Christ from the dead, the Lamb without spot or stain. Alleluia. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith, for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. You were ransomed from the futile ways of your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without spot or stain. Through him you have confidence in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are set on God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. God raised Christ from the dead, the Lamb without spot or stain. Alleluia.
The second reading is from the book of Revelation, beginning at chapter 3, verse 14. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the origin of God's creation. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing. You do not realize that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. Therefore, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich, and white robes to clothe you and to keep the shame of your nakedness from being seen, and slave to anoint your eyes so that you may see. I reprove and discipline those whom I love. Be earnest, therefore, and repent. Listen, I am standing at the door, knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come into you and eat with you, and you with me. To the one who conquers, I will give a place with me on my throne, just as I myself conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord.
He has become my salvation.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation.
On this day that the Lord has made, let us pray for the people he has redeemed. That we may live as those who believe in the triumph of the cross. Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us. That all people may receive the good news of his victory. Lord of life,
in your mercy,
hear us. That those born to new life in the waters of baptism may know the power of his resurrection. Lord of life,
in your mercy,
hear us. that those who suffer pain and anguish may find healing and peace in the wounds of Christ. Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us. That in the undying love of Christ, we may be united with all who have died in the faith of Christ. Lord of life,
in your mercy,
hear us. Let us commend the world in which Christ rose from the dead to the mercy and protection of God. God, our Redeemer, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his continual presence in us he may raise us to eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Rejoicing in God's new creation, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.